All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Here we are. We are in April, folks. Can you believe it? Yes, we're moving forward throughout 21, and a blessed and happy Easter as well. We are in the Easter season and celebrating that with all that we got. Well, today, for this time of motivation, I want to share with you some words from Bishop Michael Curry on the power of love, on the power of love. And it's all about that beginning story of how resurrection and life breaks out. And I pray you're motivated by this. He says, listen to this description of the first followers of Jesus. And this is from Acts chapter 17. These people who have been turning the world upside down have come here also. They are all acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying that there is another king named Jesus. Uh-oh, there is a conflict, right? There cannot be two emperors at the same time. And these folks are pointing to the Jesus movement, the way of which he's called these disciples to, and they're living into it, and it's gaining some attention. And so first we notice that there is an activity of Paul and Silas, and that they're not isolated in one place, but they're part of a greater movement of revolution. These people have been turning the world upside down, and now they've come here. And so Paul and Silas by themselves might not have been much of a consequence, but they're part of a movement. And the church is called to be a movement on earth, in the world. They're part of a movement, and the movement was posing a problem. Second, this movement was perceived as somehow reordering the way things were, meaning they were turning the world, the community, lives upside down. And third, the reason the movement was turning the world upside down was because members of the movement gave their loyalty to someone named Jesus and committed themselves to living and witnessing to his way above all else. They were acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying there's another king named Jesus. Well, that's what we do, folks, when we worship, when we come together as God's people. We connect around that point of being a named and claimed baptized child of God, living as witnesses to the way of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. The way of Jesus will always turn our worlds and the world upside down, which is really turning it right side up. The way of Jesus is about the transfiguration of the nightmare of our world in its current state into what the late Verna J. Dozier called the dream of God. That's what Isaiah was trying to tell us in Isaiah chapter 11, church. He saw the dream. When God's way is our way, when God's dream happens, when the world is upside down, it says the wolf shall lie with the lamb, the leopard shall lie with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, St. John saw in his vision of the world's end in the book of Revelation. Exiled and imprisoned for his witness to the way of Jesus, John was caught up in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He lifted up his head and he saw a dream. In that dream, a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. And he said, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is where? Among mortals, among you. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and God's self will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. And so our motivation, no more war, no more suffering, no more injustice, no more bigotry, no more violence, No more hatred. Every man and woman under their own vine or fig tree, the rule of love, the way of God, the kingdom, the reign, the great shalom of God, the dream. God is on a mission to work through our struggle and confusion to realize God's dream. I am convinced that God has not given up on the world, and God is not finished with the church or with God's people on all the earth. We are the Jesus movement. That's the call that God has placed on our heart. May we be so motivated by that, so inspired by this Jesus who outstretched his arms on the cross, lays down his life so that God can pick it up again, so that we too can bring full life to the world. So, all right, get on out of here. Be motivated. Go out and be the change you wish to see in the world, church. And we'll see you around. Take care. Good day.